Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where all listings are promoted. Now here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. You know, our skeleton crew is awaiting your toll-free call at 888-RADIO, also known as 888-723-4630. And look, it's a flying foul skeleton.
Oh.
By the way.
Yes?
The prize today.
Is?
Is an over-the-shoulder eBay bag with a zipper. It's like one of those, you know, the backpacks that just you just put on one shoulder?
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Okay, so and it's somebody got the eBay logo on it.
Has the eBay, new eBay logo on it. So if you know the secret word and you want a nice piece of eBay swag, it would behoove you. 888-723-4630.
So,
any questions?
When you hear the duck quack,
yeah,
your cue to be the first caller with the secret word from today's edition of the eBay Radio Group newsletter. The winner gets an exclusive eBay-branded prize, and Griff just described it. It's a goodie, personally selected by Griff. To find the secret word, go to ebayradio.com, click on the second discussion post thread right next to the little orange radio avatar. It will have the word newsletter in its title. That's today's newsletter, and somewhere in it you'll find today's secret word. And it's always a word that you would never in a million years think of saying in a sentence. It's a crazed word. So you can.
Oh, that was me waking up this morning.
Oh, you'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe so you can receive it twice a week right in your very own inbox. Just click the second discussion post at ebayradio.com, the one with newsletter. All in caps in its title, next to the little orange radio, and you will find it. And the first person to call in with the secret word wins Griff's prize today. And it's a good one, too. It's a good one today.
It, what is it, by the way?
I can't tell you.
What do you mean you can't tell me?
What the word is? What the secret word is?
Yeah, what's the secret word? Oh, no, no. What's the prize?
No.
What's the prize?
Oh, the prize is one of those, you know, backpacks that you carry over your shoulder.
That's the one.
Backpack, you carry it over your shoulder, and it's got the eBay logo on it. So
the logo.
I think it's called a sling bag or something like that, right?
Yeah, they're like a sling bag. That'll do.
Exactly.
So yeah, you want a sling bag? Hey, I got the thing right here.
With the eBay logo on it. And we don't care what you do with it once you get it. You can sell.
We don't care.
When we give out eBay Anna here,
yeah,
we don't care if you use it for yourself or if you sell it on eBay or if you give it as a gift for Christmas to an eBay seller that you know and love.
That's right.
See, these would be good gifts, too.
Yeah.
For somebody. We don't care what you do with it. Right?
No, we don't care. You do whatever you want and just, you know, have fun and be good. And if you want to sell it, you can sell it. If you don't want to sell it, you don't have to sell it. If you want to give it away, you can give it away. If you want to put it in the drawer somewhere,
you
can
do sell
it.
Any eBay, Anna?
Whenever
Happy
I do
ever?
Occasionally, and when I do, I try to, yeah, I do occasionally, yeah. I think I have something for sale right now. I don't, let me go look.
Of eBay, Anna?
Yeah, I gotta go look.
Okay. And I want you to tell those of us who are interested, since you got all those colognes up there.
Cologne.
Anything really good and interesting for a man that you just didn't really want to sell, but you sold it?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, lots of them. So they're mostly out of production stuff. So there's some men and women, there's some women's, but, it's just stuff that I either have doubles or triples or quadruples, or stuff that I'm never going to wear. So I think probably the most popular thing I have right now, which is not old, is, do you know who Joe Malone is?
No.
So that Joe Malone, I think based in the UK, but Joe Malone, makes these kind of naturally scent, fragrances. And there's one that I've always liked, and I've not worn it much. It's called Wild Fig and Cassis. And there's a cologne and it's now discontinued and it sells for a fortune. I have a bottle that's.
It's called
Wild Fig and Cassis.
How much are you selling it for?
$195.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it'll sell. you know, and I've got, what else do I have? I have a real old one. I have a 1945, bottle of, Bandit, which was, made by a French company called Robert Pigou.
Mm-hmm.
Or Piguet. I don't know.
P-I-G-U-E-T, I mean, yeah. Right?
Yeah, and there's 1 ounce, and it's from roughly 1945 to 1955. It's almost full. It's 90% full. And I've got that labeled at $290. That might sell.
Well, I know one thing, honey.
What's
you
that, babe?
Always smell fantastic. And I always ask you, what are you wearing today?
Yeah.
And the reason I like it is I'm not allergic to any of them. I can hug you and I don't sneeze.
No good.
And it's just a light, light smell that is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Somebody else who I'm sure smells really beautiful right now is Arvidel from Pebble Beach, California.
Oh, yeah.
Known
yeah.
on eBay as Pebbles by the Sea. Arvidel, what are you wearing right now? Do you have a Halloween costume on?
I'm wearing a perfume that I don't think is made anymore. I wore it in the 80s and then it kind of disappeared, but I got some at an estate sale and it's Boucheron.
Which Boucheron, and though? There's several of them.
Boucheron, the very first one, the original one that they made.
Oh, for women?
For women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good cologne. That's a good, it's, is it perfume or eau de toilette?
It's eau de parfum.
Yeah, that's a good, that is a very good scent. I like Boucheron. They made a man's perfume called Japur that's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a good company. Right. They don't have a lot of offerings, but they're a good company.
No, they have very, very few. I'm not sure, but I thought they made for women the original one, and then they made one other, which I can't remember the name of right now. Anyway, it's kind of hard to come by now.
Yeah, it is. It's not
Arvidel,
easy.
I didn't even ask you what your question or comment was.
Oh, I got a little notice on my seller hub.
Yeah.
That, you know, inviting me to try the new Markdown Manager with sale event. So, I tried it and I'm with some assistance through eBay to kind of walk me through, setting up, well, I have, I don't know, 26 or 7 different categories of items. So we set up those sales and then I also, they helped me set up, an order discount, which since I already sale price my items, you know, usually, well, 25% or more.
Right.
Except for cutlery, except for sterling and cutlery, you know, those things, I don't. I can't on sterling.
Yeah.
Well, I could, I guess, if I had priced it right initially. But so that worked out, I thought, pretty well. And then the items started unlisting because I might have 50 or 60 items a day that unlist. I do 30-day listing.
Why do you do 30-day?
Because I like to review the items every 30 days. I know when I first...
You don't have to end them to review them. You can revise fixed-price listings live.
That's true, but it's kind of a good reminder. That way you look at everything.
Except
all your listings, you look at every one every 30 days.
So Arvidel has OCD, too. She's like me.
I mean, OCD.
So I look at them. I don't just like, oh, here are 50 listings. Just list them all. Relist them. Just kaboom. Submit them. I don't do that. I look at every one, and I tell you one reason I do is that I sell internationally. And I don't use the global shipping program. And for some reason, my, you know, almost everything I sell, there might be a couple items that I would not ship internationally. But almost everything is. And what I find is that when I go to look at the listing, maybe I'm going to change the price of it. It hasn't moved and so forth. I will find, of course, errors. There might be small errors. But I also find that my international settings do not stay. And all of a sudden, it's not being offered internationally, even though I set it up that way.
Right.
Now, I don't know.
Is this something that she has to email you, Griff?
Yeah, because I'd need some examples in order to forward on to have someone look at. You know, my recommendation, you probably know this, take this for what it is. is that good until canceled is the best way to list fixed price listings. There are,
okay.
Yeah, I find that 30-day listings, they end and then you have to go and relist them. And I know you say you look at them. You can also set up a schedule to look at your listings without having to end them. Yeah, just look, you can revise, you can check out a listing, and I do this occasionally. It's live. I just go and look at them. And if I find an error,
right.
Then I'll fix it. You can fix it on the fly. You don't right. have to end it.
What about her issue of the global thing going away?
You mean her international shipping?
No, yeah. No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shipping. I don't use global shipping. I do all my own international shipping.
So why don't you use global shipping? Just curious.
Well, I sell some expensive items, $300 to $500, but then I also sell coffee mugs.
Well, why should that make a difference, though?
Well, I have to pay the shipping to, Nashville or someplace?
Right. So when you're using the global shipping. Sorry?
I have to pay the seller pays the domestic shipping to Nashville, correct?
To the Kentucky warehouse. Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Right.
Or you charge, no, you can also charge for domestic shipping. So if you're using the global shipping program and you have a domestic shipping price on the item, that's the amount that the buyer will pay plus what eBay adds. Don't go away because this is a good opportunity for me to maybe clear up some misinformation you might have about that program. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Be our next caller, 888-723-4600. It's eBay Radio.
Now to list my latest haul of thrifted treasures. If only there was a way to identify them quickly and find out what they've sold for. I'm going to have to rub the tarnish off this silver urn to see the hallmark. Whoa, who are you?
I'm a genie, of course, and your wish is my command. In a word, worth point.
What?
You asked for a way to identify and value these items, right? Well, that would be worth point. They've got a whole encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, plus an ever-growing library of reference books. And WorthPoint's database of realized prices goes back 15 years. It's not just eBay sellers who swear by WorthPoint either. The IRS uses it to figure out the average homeowner's worth.
Wow.
WorthPoint is full of keyword-rich content to help you build one-of-a-kind listings with just a few clicks. It's almost like magic.
Where do I sign up?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com and put the magic of WorthPoint to work for you.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 430.
On eBay, it's not just what you're listing, it's how you're listing. Stephanie Franz is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Everything Vintage Steph. And she has this tip on where to start.
Lead with the brand name. For example, Lands End, maybe a brand name, and followed by the type of item, and then followed by the item specifics that stand out the most. So it's not that it will get any higher in search or anything, but it's what people see, especially on mobile. You only see part of the title sometimes. So if it says Lands End size 10 women's knit sweater, that might be all I need to see.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always first in best match. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. eBay Zombies want to pick your brain. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's undead number is 888-723-4630. And we're on the line.
With right. Arv Vidal from Pebble Beach, California, known as Pebbles by the Sea. And you wanted to talk a little more, Griff, about this issue of global shipping program.
Yeah, I use it exclusively, and I really love it. So what happens is when you check the box to have your item available through the global shipping program, if you have a domestic shipping option, whether it's free shipping or whether it's a line item that you're charging the buyer, that's all you have to worry about. So say you're charging for domestic shipping. When an international buyer sees your item, what they're going to see is the price of the item and then a shipping charge that will be your charged shipping plus the cost for eBay to ship it internationally to that buyer's location plus any assessed duties or customs or taxes or fees all in one price. So the buyer sees this and then they pay that price and then eBay pays you through PayPal. You get the amount that you were charging for the item and the amount that you charged for domestic shipping, and your responsibilities end once the item is received in the Kentucky warehouse. Mm-hmm. So have you tested, have you tried this before?
Well, I tried it. I sold a Lalique. Well, I was trying to sell it. I finally sold it for about the same price. I sold for a little bit shy of $1,000. It was a French Lalique vase from the 70s. And, you know, I had such trouble trying to get the, insurance, because you couldn't buy the
why would you want insurance?
Well, if it's that expensive and I ship it with through priority mail with $100 worth of insurance, it's not quite adequate.
Do you mean
in the end? I ended up doing that, actually. In the end, the second time it sold, I sold it and shipped it to the UK with $100 worth of insurance on a almost $1,000 item,
right?
But, you know, what happened is then eBay told me, well, try the global shipping program for that particular item.
Right.
And so we tried that, and it turned out that where this buyer wanted it shipped, the global shipping program did not ship there.
Well, where were they located? Did they want it shipped somewhere where they weren't located? Because that's not possible through GSP.
The person had a residence in two places. You know, I think the second place may have been an island. I can't remember the actual name of it.
Right.
But, you know, I asked him, I said, is it possible that this is like a duty-free port or something? You know, like Hong Kong. And it's like, no, you know, eBay doesn't ship there. Yeah. But I don't know. eBay never said that was the reason. They just said, that's just a, we don't ship every place. One place we don't ship.
Right, except, so I think you found an outlier. I don't know what the island was. eBay's negotiated with all of the major countries now in the world where there are active buyers with their separate postal systems to be a part of the global shipping program. I strongly recommend it. I mean, I know there's people who have tried it and they say, well, it just doesn't work for me. Well, at least they've tried it and they've discovered it doesn't work for them.
Right.
But one experience, that's not enough for a test.
Yeah. Well, that's possible. But then there are two things that I have not cared for about it, and I could be wrong about it. I'm open to looking at it differently. But it seems like the buyer is paying for domestic shipping and the international shipping.
Right.
You know, they're overpaying for it.
You're making an assumption. You're making an assumption here that the buyer is overpaying.
Yeah, that's
and this
right.
is wrong.
It is an assumption.
And it's a wrong assumption. The
okay,
amount.
So tell me why.
So because eBay, the way they ship to these countries gets a extremely discounted rate to ship to these international destinations. So the buyer, in paying this, they see one shipping price. They don't see two. They don't see,
right,
you pay this for,
yeah.
So they're getting a shipping price that is comparable to you shipping it to them directly, except they're getting it delivered to their door. When you ship USPS, USPS is then having to hand it off to the country's postal carrier. And it's at that point where they can assess customs and duties that the buyer wasn't expecting to pay. And then they get the rude shock. In order for me to get this item, I have to pay more. When you're using the global shipping program, it is a delivery to that buyer's door. And there's never any hidden or unexpected charges. It's comparable
so
it's comparable in a way to shipping through FedEx. The next time you have an international item with a weight and dimension, check out the rates for shipping it directly through FedEx or UPS, because those are direct door deliveries. And you'll find that the UPS and FedEx prices that are charged are less than what GPS is charging. So never make assumptions about an international buyer about what they're, about what they're paying, or, oh, they're overpaying. You shouldn't think that way. It's a great program. It's really successful. The program is more successful than we would have ever dreamt. And it's really opened up trade across international borders. So I strongly recommend that people give it a fair shot and see if it works for them.
All right. And I might add that I did check out FedEx or UPS to ship it to the UK.
Arvidel, thank you for your call.
Unfortunately, our segment's over. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Coming up, listings that haunt you. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Borges Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
Ask any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer. Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's T-E-R-A-P-E-A-K, Terapeak.com.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.